Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, and welcome to a bit of a late start thanks to technology on Relationship Marketing 101. This is Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady of ProfitableStorytelling.com. And it's a bit of a topsy-turvy day in that normally Gina Gaudio Graves, the dean and founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, would be here co-hosting with me. And she is at a live event today at this time. And so I am just flying solo today, which is cool by me. I don't mind flying solo. But, of course, we have such a good repartee between us that Gina is definitely missed. So I'm very glad that you're here. I am sorry for the late start. I've been trying since 5 minutes until the hour to get on, and it took quite a big to-do for me to actually get online. And I'm sorry, I worried our guest a little bit because he's like, well, what's happening? And I'm like, I'm trying. So let me open up the line for our guest. And Ryan, hi, I'll introduce you in just a moment. But hello, Ryan, and welcome to our show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, what a way to impress a guest, have the show start late. Oh, yeah, that's so great. Stuff happens and we keep moving forward. And I would so much rather have this life than working a job, wouldn't you, Ryan?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, speaking of great lifestyle, I'm actually in the car doing this interview, so I'm trying to get up to the top of the parking garage so I can get even better reception so you can hear me better.
Okay, no worries. Well, if you drop, I know you'll call back in, and I'll watch for you if that should happen in the console. Well, I am calling from my beautiful home in the Missouri Ozarks, and I raised chickens, and as I was trying to get on, a couple of the hens were outside my window just bopping their heads off, bop, 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 really carrying on. It was pretty funny. So lifestyle is good. Now, our guest today is somebody who I first encountered because a friend of mine named Rhonda Court, who has been on our show a couple of times before, told me about your nanocontinuity program. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. And I was very impressed to not only with the quality of the materials that you had in your program, but with the quality of your desire to serve and the way in which you serve and really making sure that people have everything you need and then some. And so as I was going through the package that I bought, I thought, oh, man, we've got to have him on our show. And I'm thinking, I already wrote some ways that I believe I can serve your audience and all of this. So it's really great to have Ryan Lee on our show. When you go to ryanlee.com and you go to the About page, I love how the page starts because he says at ryanlee.com, it's not about us, it's about you. All of the advice we deliver in this website is designed to help you achieve more in your business and life and do it in a refreshingly simple way. And who doesn't love the easy button? So I like the refreshingly simple way, but I really love that it's not about us, it's about you approach. And so let me tell you a little bit about Ryan Lee. Ryan is an entrepreneur. He is also a best-selling author and a speaker and a success coach and the founder of RyanLee.com. He started his first website all the way back in 1999, which in internet terms about makes you a grandpa, right? As far as being on for quite a while, right? Seems like it anyway. Things move so fast, you know, that a couple of years is a very long time in internet terms. That's why I say that. And at that time, he was still working full-time in the Children's Rehabilitation Hospital. And he really started out not as somebody who was just big into the internet marketing type of space the way that some folks are, but definitely into being of service. And he has contributed to the New York Times best-selling series, The Worst Case Scenario Business Survival Guide. And he's also been featured in dozens of books, including Moonlighting on the Internet. Attention, this book will make you money, and the Phenomenon movie. And he was also featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Woohoo! That's pretty astounding. And the cover of Millionaire Blueprints magazine and dozens of other major media. And he lives in Connecticut with his wife Janet, and they have four young children. And you can usually find him taking his kids to endless birthday parties on the weekend. I like that, Ryan. So, Ryan Lee, welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. It's awesome to have you here. Oh. We might have lost Ryan. Let me go and look in the console. Hang on a second, Ryan. There's the rooster talking all about it. So as we're dealing with technology over here, there he is. Hey, Ryan. Okay, I got you back. Ryan, hey, welcome to the show.
Oh, great. Thank you. We dropped the call like 2 minutes ago, so I heard everything you said, and I didn't know I was muted, so I was talking, and I'm like, oh, she's not responding. Okay, so, but I am here.
I know you're here. I have to bring you back. If every time a call drops, I have to open up your line again, which is no problem. But, of course,
okay.
Me being blind, sometimes it takes me a second to switch over from the different pages. So we're so happy to have you here, Ryan. And I really am impressed with the way that you serve and the way that you put products together.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm really I'm blessed that I found my passion, that I'm doing what I love to do. And it's just, helping people. What better way is there to make a living, right, and live your life? So I just love getting on radio shows like this and just spreading the message. So I'm honored to be here.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, it's clear just from everything, just the feeling that you get when you're on RyanLee.com and the feeling that I get in looking through the materials for your products or whatever, it's clear that you're living your passion. And it's clear that you're very careful about the way that you put people in front of your audience and the way that you do everything. So how on earth do you get from child rehab to training on the Internet? I know our listeners are wanting to know that.
Well, and you actually skipped a step. After the rehab hospital, I was a gym teacher. So, you skipped a little step. But, the way it happened was I was working in the Children's Rehab Hospital, and I started off doing all the fitness programs, adapted aquatics. I was my undergraduate degree in college was a recreational therapist. So I went in and I get to play games, and I was there for 6 years, and it was just so much fun. But I always loved fitness as well. So because in college I was an athlete, I ran track all 4 years and had some success there. So I always worked out, always kept in shape, and I started to do some personal training. I started to become a personal trainer on the side. And then about 1998, I started doing more training for young athletes and even the average everyday person in whatever limited time I had. And I said, let me try to do this website thing. And by the way, I don't know computers. I still am not a programmer. I don't do any of that stuff. I basically, at that time, I bought a program called Microsoft Front Page. It was like $150, and it was really simple to do. Now there's programs that are even easier. And I built a very simple website about fitness and just started, writing articles and had friends who I knew who wrote articles, and we just started putting out a lot of good free content, and that was for strength and conditioning. And then fast forward, I left that job, started as a gym teacher, and the end of 2001, I made it a paid membership site. And, first month was a great success. First month, maybe $5,000, which, again, at that time, I was a gym teacher, 10 years ago, and that was like life-changing money, and it kept, growing and growing and growing. And after 7 months, I told my wife, hey, let me try to do this on my own. Let me see if I can make $5,000 part-time, in the South Bronx. And they didn't have internet access in my school, so I would have to walk, 3 blocks through the worst area you could imagine, past gang members and to the public library to use the internet. So I'm like,
what a story that is, huh?
I could tell stories for days. But so imagine, you know, doing this, so making $5,000 a month part time. So after about 7 months of consistent income, and that's the thing I always teach my students: don't just jump into this. You know, start part time because you don't have to have staff, mm-hmm. you don't have to have inventory and overhead. You can do it from home. And you know, if I could do it from the library in the South Bronx, you guys could do it now. So, and then
I love it. Yes.
Yeah. So after about 6 months, and I left full time, and it was up to six, you know, to like 10 to 12,000 a month, and then to six figures a month. And after years and years of just focusing on fitness, I you know, a lot of people started asking me, well, Ryan, can you, you know, the trainers started saying, well, I see you're doing so well, and you're a little smarter than I. I took that as a compliment. Can you teach us how to build a business? So I started teaching them. Then other people started asking me who weren't trainers. Hey, I'm a former teacher. I like to, you know, auto mechanics. I like to do parenting products. So I started teaching other people because the system works the same. And now I'm kind of known as the guy who teaches people how to turn their passion into profits. And I still own most of my fitness companies, and we have, you know, lots and lots of membership sites and products and a really, really successful nutrition company called ProGrade Nutrition. So, you know, things are going well. And now, you know, my wife and I have four young children, and they're 1, 3, 5, and 7. And it's just great because I get to every day. I'm home by 5. You know, I see them all morning. I help give them baths, and at night, play all night. I'm just blessed to help a lot of people do this. And that was my very short version of my trip from you know, the children's hospital and the gym teacher to, you know, having a business that generates, you know, millions and millions of dollars a year.
Love that. And so the thing is, the people who listen to this show, a lot of them are either just starting or a little ways into starting their business using the power of the internet because they want to live the life of their dreams. And really, the people who listen to this show obviously are not like all in your face, I want to cram the garbage down your throat and make you pay for it, and, you know, whatever. They're really into kind of that self-improvement more so than business in a lot of ways. And so I love that story, and this really should show people, here is a guy who started off in a career that is not known for paying very well. You know, you're a gym teacher, you're working in a rehab hospital, any of that is not stuff that is going to make a person wealthy. It may serve your heart in certain ways because you're doing good things for people's life and fitness and whatever. But you then took that, brought it online, and you were very wise in what you did because of staying part-time at first, not just diving in and throwing everything all at it before you had that. And that's really something that we definitely advise here in Directions University and Relationship Marketing 101.
Yeah, it's important because my gold standard was I wanted at least 6 months of consistent revenue, and the key being consistent, not, you know, making $4,000 the first month, the next month $200. Because, you know, look, I'm realistic, and people have bills to pay. They have mortgages, they have kids, or whatever bills they have. But, you know, I would say shoot for at least 6 months of consistent revenue, and hopefully revenue that's growing. So that's one thing. And, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, just take your time with it. You know, I love to lead with passion. And I have a cousin who married a guy, and he left. He was doing really well in auto sales, and he wanted to sell an ebook, and he literally just quit his job, and, you know, before he had anything. And I said, you're crazy, but he did it.
Oh.
Now he's kind of struggling a little bit. So, you know, definitely do it part-time, and you can do it. I mean, it's definitely not. I have, you know, thousands of case studies to show that anyone could do this.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing is there are so many people who do that, and it's not just one of those, oh, yeah, that's just a story that never happened. It's the type of thing that can happen all the time. But really make sure that you're building on solid ground. And that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, Brian, what are some of the things? Sorry?
No, keep going on that. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So it's just talking about solid ground. So have you shared some of the things that you built part-time, you made sure that you had consistent income. And so what are some other things that you did as you were building this part-time business to ensure that you would have that stability of your income?
Okay, well, obviously the foundation is, you know, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, who am I selling to, right? Not, oh, I have a cool idea for a product, or the first question people ask is, should I sell an ebook or DVD? No. The first question is, who is going to buy your products and services?
Right.
So you have to write that down, and you cannot say everyone, because if you say everyone, you try to sell to everyone, you sell to no one. It's too, the market's too big, and it's impossible to reach everyone on a mass scale without millions and millions of dollars of advertising budget. So find who you want to sell to, and make it a really small niche so you could come in and you could be the number one player. So for example, with me, when I started online, you know, the whole broad category was fitness, and then a subcategory that was, you know, weight loss, and a subcategory was strength and conditioning. So I focused on strength and conditioning for young athletes. So if you were, you know, a 50-year-old woman who wants to lose weight, you weren't going to come to my site. But if you were, you know, the parent of a 12-year-old Little League baseball player, I'm the perfect fit. So find that niche where you could come in and lead with your passion, because, and it sounds hokey, like, oh, passion, blah, 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 passion doesn't pay the bills, but I'm telling you this, with the competition online, you want to have something you're really passionate about and you get, you know, excited about waking up and doing, because when your competition is stalling because, you know, they have a product about, you know, how to raise a healthy cat and they can't stand cats, they're not going to want to be willing to put in the hours and do the work. And if you love cats, you're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to do another article about cats and post on cat sites and, you know, cat shoes, whatever. So that's you want to lead with that. And then you want to have, you know, a broad range of products that people could come in different categories. So don't just think of, oh, I want to have one product, an ebook, and make millions of dollars. You know, think about, okay, I want to have products that are going to be, you know, free to entry level, you know, to up to $50. And then I'll have a product that would be $50 to $200. And then what can be a high-priced product? So you think in terms of a marketing mix. And by the way, I, you know, from New York originally, so I speak very fast. But you guys just have to listen quicker. I got a lot
of
information.
It's okay, because they can listen to the recording. They can't get
Cool.
can hear the recording again.
All right, great, right. So you start off with the passion. You get your mix of products. And then you want to try, as best you can, create some type of program that's going to give you what, in marketing terms, is called continuity income, which means recurring income, something that people pay over and over and over again for, whether it's, you know, a membership site or a CD of the month or a DVD of the month or a software where they pay a monthly fee, but something that's going to give you that recurring revenue. And that's how you get that nice, steady base of income. And the beauty of recurring revenue is you don't have to sell to people over and over again. Once they're in and you provide value, they're going to stay it. So that's kind of my formula, what, you know, what to do. And just, look, it takes, I'm not going to lie, and I'm not going to sugarcoat. To be honest, I'm at the point where I don't need them. I don't have to sell people listening on this, any of my products, because I'm doing fine. But the thing is, it takes work. And if you come across any site or any product that says, you know, six figures a month sitting on your butt in your underwear, or, you know, $2,000 an hour stuffing it, whatever, it's crap. It's garbage, because everyone I know who is doing six figures, seven figures, eight figures works, and they work at it. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying you have to work 12, 20 hours a day. Like, literally, I am right now, I'm outside of my car, and I'm taking a little break this afternoon because my big thing, I don't drink drugs, I love the movies. So once I'm done with this call, I'm literally going into the theater, and I'm still not sure. I feel like seeing a big, dumb action movie. I don't know if it's going to be Fast Five or Thor. I'm not sure yet, but I'm literally going to see a movie once we're done here. But I worked hard. I was up at 7 o'clock this morning, and I've already put, like, 4 hours of work in. So,
right,
you know, focused, that's the key, having focused work, but just going for it and saying, you know what, I am going to do what it takes to build this part-time business. And the first thing people do is they make excuses. And it's just, you know, just don't make the excuses. Just do what you have to do.
Yeah. And I love that. And don't make excuses. There are way too many people. And I got to say, as somebody who mentors people, it really bugs me when they'll, on one hand, complain and whine that their life isn't what they want it to be, and then on the other hand, it's like, well, you've been given some very clear action steps to A, B, and C, 1, 2, and 3, and you're going to just give excuses for why you can't write that blog post or why you just can't force yourself to sit down for 15 minutes and do something. It's just ridiculous. Nothing comes from wishing.
Yeah, exactly. It takes work. It takes some effort. and you have to, you know, you have to be willing to put the time in. But if you're willing to put the time in and stop making excuses, you can absolutely achieve it. You can get it done, and you could live a really great life doing what you love doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Here at Directions U and on the show, we talk about it as finding your profitable passion. So not just your passion, that's important, but in you're talking about it, you should say it in that way, but you're talking about the same thing. Where is the passion that you can actually make money on, that you care about, and that people are spending money on, obviously. So that's really what you've been talking about here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's why I said at the beginning, you know, who are you selling to? So if you say, look, I'm passionate about helping, you know, people with no money who hate computers, you know, building websites probably not going to be profitable for you because they don't have the money to spend and they're not going to be on the computer. So, I mean, you have to, and obviously that's an exaggerated example, but that's...
Well, no, here's a real example. Yeah, and you're right. Here's a real example. Now, I am mostly blind and I travel with a guide dog. And I went to a conference and I was talking to, helping the coordinators, and I was talking to one of the attendees, and, you know, people were going around kind of asking what each other's niche was going to be, and a lot of them didn't know because they were new or whatever. So I said, oh, I have a guide dog. Her name's Molly, and I trained her myself. And someone said, there's your niche. And I went, oh, no. I love my dog, and I loved training my dog. But see, first of all, realize that of the population of people who are blind enough to need a guide dog, there's only about 1 to 1.5% of blind people who use a guide dog. And of that little 1.5%, which I don't know what kind of numbers that is, but of that little tiny 1.5%, most of them have never owned a dog in their life or don't know about dogs and would never go through all of the efforts that it takes to train one on your own. They would much rather be better served to go to a school where they get a dog handed to them that's pre-trained and they just spend a month learning how to handle the dog versus trying to train it.
Right.
So that's a real-life example that's very, very true, and that's why training your own guide dog would never be my niche. It just wouldn't be profitable. Even if I really had a passion to teach that to people, it just wouldn't be possible because there aren't enough people who need that. I mean, it's very focused, that's for certainly. It is absolutely a narrow niche, but perhaps too much so, right?
Yeah, and that's what people make a mistake. They say, oh, I like, you know, I have a guide dog, I love it, and let me go out and create a product before they really sit down and think, okay, is there a demand? You know, and, you know, what you said was just, you know, basic numbers. And there are other ways to figure out. Here are some really simple ways to figure out, okay, is my idea really going to make me money? One thing, go to eBay and type in your product niche and see, are there products in that market? If so, are they selling? How much are they selling for? What kind of demand is there? You know, then go to places like Amazon. Go into Google and type in your keywords and see if there are advertisers doing it, you know, if they're Google AdWords, because if there aren't advertisers, it means they're probably not there for a reason. It means they can't make money in that market. So, and then go in discussion forums and see, are people talking about it? Are they asking about it? What's the pain involved? So those are some really simple things, because I'm not, look, I've created a lot of businesses now, and I have never written a business plan. Now, I'm not saying you just write on a napkin, just go for it. I mean, I took a little time, but not much time, you know. But you just have to do it and just do a little bit of legwork. But it's again, eBay, eBay, Amazon. They're doing all the work for you, because if you think about eBay, you know, every category is there for a specific reason. So look at the categories and see what's in there, see what's selling, see what the competition is. And you might think, oh, it's a great idea for a product, and you type in, you know, training guide dogs and all this stuff, and you see, my God, there's no products on eBay. There's one book on Amazon, and it looks like it's ranked 7 million. There's no advertisers in Google.
Right.
You're like, you know what, this is probably not the right market.
Right, and that's true. And the thing is, with eBay and Amazon, and when you look at the right-hand side of Google, or the advertiser side, in other words, that's where you're talking about people with their wallets ready to buy. When you go to Amazon, you may go to look at something once, but you know eventually you're going to be making a purchase. Same thing with eBay. You're going to get into an auction or a buy it now. You have your wallet open and your credit card is out and ready. That's why those are such terrific sites for people to look at.
Yeah, exactly. I love doing this. Come on, keep the questions coming.
Oh, perfect. Well, this is great fun. And so now another thing is that you have really done a lot with developing websites and or having people develop membership sites, excuse me, is what I was trying to say.
Right.
So one of the programs you have is called Nano Continuity, and people can check that out at profitablestorytelling.com/nano, which is spelled N-A-N-O, N like Nancy, A, N like Nancy, O. So tell us about the Nano Continuity versus the other types of membership formats that you've used, and why would someone pick one over the other?
So Nano Continuity is a model I started playing with a couple years ago when my friend Mike Hill was experimenting with it. And, you know, a membership site is great. I love membership sites, but they're not always the easiest to get people to sign up for commitment for a monthly if they're not familiar with you or your products or your services. So, you know, especially spending $20, $30 a month. So Nano Continuity are these really low-priced membership sites at $5 a month and under. And the reason is because you can get more people to convert, more people are going to stick, and they hardly ever cancel because it's just like, you know what, I may use this information one day. So it's the, you know, whenever I speak at an event, I say, well, how many of you have, you know, or belong to Consumer Reports Online? And usually about, you know, 15, 20% of the room will raise their hand. And then I'll go around, how long have you been on? And everyone's like, 3 years, 4 years, 2 years, 3 years. And I'm like, I said, how often do you check it? Never, never. Haven't been on there in 2 years. But they still pay every single month. So the
right.
good thing about
well, I went last year when I bought a tire.
Yeah, so, you know, the good thing is people will sign up, they'll stay on for a long time, and they're paying to basically keep the relationship open instead of just a free email newsletter. So I just like the really low barrier of entry to a $5 a month and under membership site. It's, you know, it's not, I'm not saying you're going to have a million members, but if you have, you know, 1,000 members in a niche market at $5 a month, that's $5,000 a month. For a lot of people, that's really good money. You know, if you have just 100 people, if the only thing you did was work your butt off with one $5 a month program and you got 100 people in, and that's all you did was work on getting 100 people, that's $500 a month. Again, for most people, when I first started, $500, I used to drive into New York City every day from where I lived, you know, almost an hour each way, traffic, pay for parking, everything, I trained this person once a week, and it ended up being about $400 a month. I mean, for $500 a month, passive, my God, if you would have given me that opportunity, you know, 12 years ago, I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
All over.
So, yeah, so that's the idea behind Nano.
Yeah, and then here's the thing about that, too, is that when you think about it, what separates, there's a lot of people going into foreclosure and a lot of people with some very serious financial issues. And I know some people get all caught up in the pie in the sky, make six figures a month. I'm not knocking that, but I'm suggesting that a lot of times, 500 or 1,000 or 1,500 a month or 2,000 a month is life-changing and enough to get people over the hump and know that get your basics covered, or at least at 500 you maybe can get a car payment or pay for your gas or whatever it is, and it can be a life-changing income. Don't worry about trying to get to the millions and millions. Just focus on it first, getting to that first level where you're getting some consistent income. And so that's what
right.
you're saying with the Nano Continuity.
So yeah,
that
exactly.
leads me to ask you this. Yeah,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, exactly. Just focus on, you know, get these little small chunks, these small goals. Don't say, okay, my first goal is $100,000 a month. Say, my first goal is $100 a month, and let's shoot for that goal. And then you go to $500 a month. Okay. I'm sorry. So what were you going to say, Rhonda?
No, so that's great. Now I have another question for you, though. So with Nano, if part of the premise is kind of get people in and it's a no-brainer because, like, one cup of fancy coffee or one fast food lunch would cost more than or as much as this Nano Continuity, $4.95 or $5 or whatever. So then
right.
how are you getting people to actually pay attention, not so that they just forget about it because it's so cheap they don't hardly notice it going out of their account, but how are you then getting them to really interact with you and the material and purchase into other products?
Well, you know, look, it's a question of in your marketplace always being visible and it
mm-hmm.
being consistent. It's blogging frequently. It's on being on Facebook. You know, those are the two methods I use most. So, you know, trying to blog at least 3 times a week and sending emails. You know, a lot of people are scared to send an email. They're like, well, you know, and that's the first thing I do. When I consult with businesses and small business owners, I say, okay, tell me about your email list. You know, how often do you email them? Well, I email them every other month. I'm like, you're insane. Because every day they don't hear from you, you know, you're out of their mind. So I email my list at least 3 to 4 times. And when I first started, it was once a month. And every time I'd send an email, I'd make money. I'd be like, all right, well, let me try, you know, every other week. And every time, boom, money. And then I went to weekly. And then I kept increasing. And then I eventually went to daily. I found it to be too much. So I backed off between 3 to 4 times a week. Now, depending on your list and market, it's gonna fluctuate. However, you've got to be sending email to your list at least once a week, minimum. I'm more for 2 to 3 times a week, but at minimum, to know that you're there. So they feel like you're front and center. So you need to do that. You need, you know, you talk about relationships. It's about building a relationship.
Right.
If you have a really good friend, you know, don't you want to talk to them a couple times a week, or do you want to just get to them once a month?
Yeah.
You know, how often do you talk to your boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse, or kids? Yeah. I mean, you know, I talk to my dad every single morning. You know, obviously I talk to my wife and my kids every day, but they don't have a choice. But, you know.
Well, you live with them, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, just think of your list as your friend and someone who, you know, if you have this great advice to give, they should hear from you. You're not bothering them, and you might say, well, I'm going to be a pest. You know what? If you're sending too much, if they don't like what you're saying, they're going to unsubscribe. It's okay. No matter what you say, you can literally, every day in an email, you can give them tomorrow's winning lottery numbers. Literally, you can give them tomorrow's winning lottery numbers, and you'll still have people unsubscribe. I don't know why.
That's right.
But they do. They unsubscribe. And you know what? That's part of the game. And if you're going to sell information products and you're going to be out there and you're going to be building your personal brand, you've got to get thicker skin, and you can't take things personally. I am one of the most sensitive people in the world. I cry at commercial. I cry all the time. But, you know, this is the thing where it's like, look, I'm helping people, and not everyone's going to get it, and that's okay. I'd rather have a list of 1,000 people who really love me and love what I'm saying than 100,000 people who don't really care about what I'm saying. So, but you've got to get more frequent. You've got to stay visible, you know, and don't only send them email when you're trying to sell them something. You know, give them content, good stuff. But if you do that, they're okay with you trying to sell them something once in a while. They're okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's really all about the relationship. And I'll tell you, one of the things I mention to people is a lot of times when you get with an autocomponent, you have to go in and tell them. Not to send you the message. But you don't need to do that.
Right.
You don't need to get a message. And then you go, well, why did they unsubscribe? Well, it doesn't matter. You're right. And whatever you do, someone's going to unsubscribe. And if they do, they're actually doing you a favor because they're not going to pay attention.
I'm not interested anymore. It's fine. You're right. When people want to subscribe or cancel, I mean, I wanted some data, but I don't even want to see it because it used to upset me when people would unsubscribe because you take it personally. But I don't see that, and you shouldn't either. You should not see that when people unsubscribe. Just do what you're doing, make an impact, you know, connect, build relationships, and that's how you're in it for the long run.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you've definitely got a lot of things going on lately because you are doing the Continuity Summit very soon, and you also, at the same time, are doing a product launch, which has to seem a little odd since a lot of what you do is, you know, and this is a continuity program as well that you're launching, that has to be a little crazy-making, doing 2 things at once, right?
Well, actually, I was doing 4 things at once. Here was my schedule. I launched Nano Continuity. Right at that time, we did another live event in Utah. And then I went right to this next product launch the day I got back, and now my other event's coming. So, yeah, you know, I'll be honest. I took on a little too much these past 2 months. I don't know what I was thinking, but that's why I'm at the movies right now. I'm like, all right, I need a little break today.
You got a break. You're speaking friends.
Yeah. But you know what? I really love doing it. I love creating, and I love putting programs out there, and people like it too. You know, it's I'm never forcing anyone to buy. It's almost, if you think of yourself, I have this new thing I'm teaching is like Rockstar Marketing Academy, where, you know, think of yourself as a rock star. Think about musicians you like, right? If, you know, so who's one of your favorite musicians? one of your favorite bands is? Who do you like?
Oh, gosh. There's all kinds of, I mean, what, and some of them are like the Chieftains. I'm a little offbeat. I like a lot of foreign music.
Okay. So who like the Chieftains, you said?
Yeah, that's one of them. I mean, I like a lot of different people, so let's use the Chieftains. Every time they come out with a new whatever, or they're going to be on a special, or they have a new recording, I'm very excited to hear about this. It's
exactly.
Not an
exactly.
For, and that's
exactly.
Your point. I know that's
if they're sending you an email saying, hey, we have a new album out, you're not like, oh, my God, they're just trying to spam me. You know, they're like, oh, wait, great, I can't wait to hear it. You know, and that's the way I want people to feel about when they get an email from me or I say, hey, guys, there's a new program coming. They're like, oh, my God, I'm a Ryan Lee fan. I can't wait to get his new thing, his new product, his new program. So that's the way you want to approach your marketing. Don't think of it like, oh, I'm trying to sell something. I feel bad. I want to put my head down in shame. No. If you have good stuff, you should stand behind it and you should feel proud about it. And that's it. You build a relationship, you give content, and you put products out there. And that's kind of the secret. I mean, it's
plain and simple.
It's simple. Look, the reality is it's simple. It's not always easy, but it's very simple. The formula is simple.
Right.
You just have to put the work in to do it. But, I mean, all my products teach how to do this, and there are other products that teach how to do this stuff, too. You just have to do it. You got to get off your butt and take action and implement.
Yeah, and absolutely right. And it's really true. Actually, in a blog post that I wrote this morning, one of the things I said is that one of the best things that you can do for somebody is to give them a solution to their problem. So if what you're marketing is truly good and it's really solving a problem for somebody, or if it's getting a passion of theirs or whatever, you know, I mean, they're probably dog boots are not a problem to be solved, but if you love dog clothes and there's a new set, you want it. So same type of thing.
Yeah.
If you're doing that for your customer, you are doing them a great service and should never feel bad about something because you're really serving them by solving their problem. Otherwise, they're going to be losing sleep and tossing and turning or whatever, trying to figure it out or worrying about not having it or whatever, and now you're saying, oh, here, I created this solution for you. And it's like, finally, somebody gets what I need and here it is, right?
Yeah, and look, everything, you know, you're right. What's the problem? What's keeping them? You have to answer the question, what's keeping them up at night? But, you know, look, you could find unique hooks in any product. Like you said before, you know, kind of as a throwaway, dog clothes.
Dog clothes. Yeah.
Dog clothes? Yeah. So, but if you think about it, maybe for dog clothes, there is a problem. Maybe the dog, and again, I know nothing about, I don't have dogs, but maybe the problem is, there's all the dog clothes are either really expensive or maybe they're not organic cotton or maybe they all shrink after you wash.
Right.
I don't know, but there might be one or two issues, and maybe you become
there's
the first one
a
to come out.
Around
with,
dog.
Yeah, so there's but there's always a potential thing that you could find. There's always ways to improve products, make it better, and stand out in the marketplace. I'm not saying you should go out and do dog clothes and get into those businesses, but I'm just saying, you know, just think about things creatively and really put yourself in the shoes of your customer and your subscriber and your client. And that's when you start to see things really clearly. And you have to, a really smart marketer, Jay Abraham, said you have to fall in love with your customers. And that's what you have to do. Put yourself in their shoes and, you know, almost you have to give yourself the losing end of the stick. And they will love you for it, appreciate for it. And, you know, I've had people with me online now for, like, you know, 11 years, 12 years, paying every month because they like the stuff we're doing.
That's a long time.
I know.
And I was kind of joking earlier about how 10, 11 years in the Internet is just about makes you an Internet grandpa because that's a long time in the online world.
It was before Google. It was before Facebook. It was
before
YouTube.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, before all that stuff back in the, were you on a bulletin board days? I was trying to think of what was 99 about, but yeah. I mean, you know, way back when.
Right.
And in ancient times, in Internet terms, and you were there, and there are people that are still with you, so that definitely says a lot about the way that you serve, and I definitely love your passion. And I see that on RyanLee.com, on the About page, you have some really awesome and amazing other experts that are on your site, like Ryan Tracy and a few others.
Right.
Did those relationships come to be involved in your site, and how do they work with you?
You know, I like to connect with people. I like to meet people. So the one thing, if you want to be big in any market, in any niche, there's going to be a time you're going to actually have to get off your butt, and, you know, get away from the computer and go and meet people face to face. There's nothing like face to face meeting. So that's what I do. I mean, I don't do it as much anymore because I have the kids. I just don't like traveling. But, you know, I go to events, and every time I go to events, I want to speak. I want to be on stage. I want to be the kind of center of attention and the expert in that market. And you'd be surprised. When you're on stage, it changes the whole dynamic. You're seen as the expert. And people flock to you. They come to you, and they see you as the person. So, I mean, that's it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, all it takes is connecting to one person. And then you meet that person. You do an interview. So let's say, I don't know, so pick a niche market. Any niche market.
How about yoga?
Yoga. Okay. So let's say you want to be the top person in yoga. And maybe it's really specific. Maybe it's yoga for, you know, for new moms. Okay? So again, niche. Instead of general yoga for new moms. Or yoga for dads, whatever. So yoga for new moms. Now you go online and you look at Amazon and you say, okay, who's written the best-selling yoga books? You go on Google and you type in yoga training, yoga for moms, and you see who the experts are. And then you send them an email and say, hey, you know, my name's Jennifer. I have this blog up called, you know, Yoga for Moms, and we're just getting started, but I'm doing interviews with experts. I love your book. I love your stuff. Would you be up for, you know, a 10-minute interview? I'd be happy to interview you, put it on my blog, include links back to you, and promote your book just to help promote you. Just let me know what day and time works for you. And you'd be surprised how many people would be like, oh, okay, I'll do it. Sounds good. And then all of a sudden you get them on the phone, you start talking, you, and then now all of a sudden you have a relationship. And then at the end of the call, you say something like, hey, is there anyone else who's, a yoga expert or yoga author that you know that might want to be interviewed? And of course they don't want to say, no, I don't know anyone. They're like, oh, yeah, I know four or five people. Hey, would you mind, you know, just connecting me to her or them? Just maybe, and then they would just do a little simple email connection. Hey, let me introduce you to Jennifer. She has this cool site, and here's my friend. And all of a sudden, now that email gets open, and game on, right? Now you start building a relationship, and that's exactly how I started it in the online fitness market, you know, 10, 11 years ago. That's exactly how I did it, and it still works today. It still works.
Yeah.
And these experts don't want to be paid. They don't want to be paid for the interview. They just want to get their name out there. And it's all about relationships.
Yeah, and I love that. I really love that. I remember we've had on our show, I'm the guest booker for the show, and so we've had people like Mark Joyner, and somebody was like, you know, how did you get Mark Joyner? And I said, oh, it was so hard. I asked nicely.
Right.
You know, I was obviously, it wasn't hard at all. I did. I asked nicely, and I told him the value that he's given to me and so forth. And the same thing with, you know, with you or with anybody else. It's just about asking. And sure, some people may not pay attention, but you just got to figure it's really, it's all about the numbers and you keep at it, right? Keep that.
It's a numbers game. Yeah, and even if Mark Joyner said no or he never responded and you got me on, and you say, hey, Ryan, I noticed that, you wrote a book, you wrote a chapter for Mark Joyner's book. Would you mind maybe connecting us? Because I'd love to interview him for the show. I think he'd be a good fit. And I'd say, great, I'd love to. And then all of a sudden, now he gets an email from me, from Ryan Lee, saying, hey, this is a great opportunity for you, Mark. Meet this person, and she does great interviews. And now all of a sudden, your chances of success are much, much greater just by that, we're all interconnected.
Right. We call it leverage here on our show. We call it leverage. That's what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I love it. And I see that Les Brown is one of the people that's on your about page on your fabulous list of experts, and I had the joy of hearing him speak, but it was at a big, ginormous event, and I wasn't able to meet him, unfortunately. That's somebody that I would love to connect with and would certainly love to have on our show. He is just amazing.
Oh, Les is just an amazing guy. He really is. I've seen him speak a couple times, and I love his stuff. And, you know, again, I met him at an event. And and all I said, I met him, I said, Les, I want to tell you, I'm a huge fan of yours. I do a lot of stuff in Current Revenue. I'm developing a big following online. How can I help you? How can I promote you? What products can I promote to my audience? I don't want anything out of it. I just want to spread the word. And, you know, what do you think he's going to say? No, you know, no way, Ryan, I don't want you to promote me. And then, and we hit it off. And,
yeah,
you know,
I'm not into it yet, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have his, you know, I have his cell phone number. I mean, how cool is that?
Uh-huh.
Les Brown, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
One of the most awesome people on the planet in my book anyway, so that's,
yeah.
That's just great. And it's just all about that connecting and serving, and it's just like, even when I reached out to you, I remember saying, writing to you, I love that you're teaching people to write books. I think I can help make it easier for them because I have systems for that. You know, can we talk about that? And so that was one of the things that opened us getting a little bit acquainted and, you know, and all of that, because I'm really out there wanting to serve different people's audiences, and it's a lot of fun. I love helping people write books anyway. That's my passion.
Yeah, and that's great. And, you know, there's so many people who want to write books. You know, everyone has their wish list and their bucket list, and that's a lot of them. Everyone wants to write a book. So
right.
I think it's a great market, and there's, you know, a lot of the experts you're going to interview have people who want to write books, and there's a lot of synergy there. But it's like you said, it's just, like with Mark Joyner, it's just a question of asking. That's it. And
mm-hmm.
look, right now, you know, let's say you want to interview, I don't know, whoever, Jack Canfield. You know, right now on your site, you don't have the interview with Jack Canfield. So even if he says no or doesn't respond, you still don't have him, so you have nothing to lose. So
ask him.
The worst they can say is no. You have nothing to lose. And, you know, You just gotta ask. You know, that's the New Yorker in me. You gotta ask, right?
It cracks me up that you use the example of Jack Canfield, because I have a list of people to whom I'm reaching out in this week, and one of them is Les Brown, and I didn't realize he was on your About page until I was reading it earlier. And the other one is Jack Canfield, and I'm always like, hey, what the heck? If they say no, and life goes on, and sun will still rise and set, you know, whatever. But they'll probably do it.
Yeah, just go. It's great.
I want to remind people to go over to Ryan Lee, RyanLee.com. You'll also see that listing in the show notes here on Relationship Marketing 101. And I wanted to make sure that we have a couple of minutes to talk about your newest brainchild, Presentation Domination. And tell people a little bit about that and what it is that doing and to provide value each month for people who subscribe to Presentation Domination.
So Presentation Domination basically came out of my years working in the Children's Hospital as a gym teacher, because, you know, I'd have groups of students in the high school when I was a teacher. It was an alternative high school for kids who had dropped out. They were gang members, you know, a lot of trouble.
Trouble
kids with
uh-huh.
They'd had issues in the past. And at the school, at the hospital, it was kids with all different types of disabilities. You know, physical, emotional, mental, mostly physical, with, you know, cerebral palsy, spina bifida. Most of the kids were in wheelchairs. So, you know, I was, you know, 21-year-old out of college, and I'd have 15 kids, 7 are in wheelchairs, 2 are crutches, 2 are visually impaired, like all these different, you know, things going on. And it's okay, Ryan, you have a group of 15 of them. Here's a basketball, and here's, you know, go in the gym, go do an activity with them. So you learn pretty fast how to kind of command attention, right, and get people to listen and kind of to pay attention. So I picked this ability to speak and be a presenter, and started doing a lot of speaking at high schools at that time, and for doctors. So anyway, I did my first, it was an online, this was before webinars. This was when it was just teleseminars, just people talking on the phone. And I did my first one, and 100 people, and it was a $199 product, so it was almost $20,000. My first online presentation. I'm like, all right, this is cool. So I've done hundreds and hundreds of online presentations since then. Anywhere from, you know, I think the least I've ever made is $700 or $800. The most I've made from a presentation was $280,000. So it's been all over the board. But what happens with an online presentation? It's great, but you always have to do the work. You have to be there and do it. Do it live, and oh my God, I have four webinars today. But what I created was software that's proprietary, that you literally do a presentation once. You could just, it could be a simple PowerPoint, it could be a simple Skype interview, it could be anything like that, and you literally upload it to our system. We host the video, we do all the emails, everything, and it plays back automatically. And you could play it back 2 times a day, 3 times a day, 5 times a day, automatically. You set it up one time, it's true, set it and forget it. And what happens is when people say, okay, I'm going to commit to be on this webinar or this call at Tuesday at 5 o'clock they're going to be more attentive and they're going to be better buyers. And I have never closed less than 10% of the people. Now, 10%, you may say, well, that's not that good. Let me tell you, the average site, if someone comes to your website from cold traffic, the average conversion is usually 0.5% to 1%. Meaning you get 3 times the amount of sales with the same with the same amount of effort. So if someone says, Ryan, I'll pay you $50 to shovel my driveway, or I'll pay you $500 to shovel my driveway, I'll take the $500. So this is just automated, and it literally is you a couple of clicks. There's zero programming involved. You know, it's all done for you. You just upload your presentation, we host it, and then you promote that link. You don't have to do a thing. And it's really, really cool. And you can see if you go to – do you have a special link for them to go to?
I do. I have a link at profitablestorytelling.com/presentation.
Okay. So go to that page, and you'll see there's a video on there, and you see a demo of us doing it. And we have monthly subscriptions where you could try it for a month or two and cancel if you don't like it. You're never locked in. There's no cancellation fees. But it's a whole 10 module training system where I show you how to create presentations that sell, how to become an online producer, like all this really cool stuff. And I even put a template on there, literally a PowerPoint template. All you do is open it up and you just drop in your own words. I say, okay, here's where your title's going to be. Here's where the benefits are going to be. Here's your intro. And it's done for you. It literally is done for you. So I'm really excited about that program. And we've put so many people into it, and they are just loving it. They are just really enjoying the program because it's just so easy to use. It was all built for simplicity. I said, I got to make it as easy as possible for anyone to use. And it is. So it's a very cool way to sell any product, whether it's a membership site, recurring revenue product, a CD, an ebook, a DVD, whether you're an offline person and you do coaching or executive coaching or health coaching, or you want to sell a book. You know, I'm working now. I'm going to do a special presentation for a guy who reaches a lot of authors, and I'm going to teach people how to do these automated book tours. You do this quote-unquote book tour once, you plug it in, and you're done. And now you can have people promoting this ongoing book tour. Oh, it's really cool. Yeah. So I'm very excited for that.
And what's great is that it's not just, oh, here's the software. I mean, I've seen other stuff where you have to upload it to your server, and you've got to get this other service over here to do the emailing. And then that's not to say that you're going to sell once you're on there, because there's no presentation help. It's just kind of in to do it, whatever. This really gives you the guidance, which is tremendous. And I work for authors, and so that's going to be a tremendous tool for people who write their books with me to do those kinds of online automated book tours and different webinars for authors to share their content and to deliver their program. So, Ryan, I can't believe we're about out of time, but I just want to thank you again for providing such huge value for our audience. You were fantastic, and I appreciate you so much. And let me know any way that I can serve you. Just please feel free to reach out. I am very happy to do that, and I'm glad that we're connected.
Oh, and I am too, and everyone for listening, thank you for your time. And again, if you want anything, just go to ryanlee.com and, you know, make sure to sign up for my newsletter. Lots and lots of good content, free videos. There's a report on different ways to double your income instantly. So I look forward to building more relationships and helping more people. So, again, thanks for the opportunity, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks, everyone, for being a part of Relationship Marketing 101. Come back next week, and we'll see you soon. Make sure to give us a 5-star rating and a comment if you like what you heard today.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.